Blog Talk Radio.
Bit crazy today, so I want to say welcome. I'm sorry, I know y'all heard that, and I'm like, oh my god, he's been asleep all day, and now he just woke up, he heard something, so there's nothing I can do about it. But I want to say hello, and welcome to the download, and I'm your host, Sierra Divide, and guess who's on the line with me? It's Lola Lane.
Hey guys.
Hey, I'm sorry, did you hear my dog going off there?
I did. We talked him up earlier, so we had a nice conversation
about
him.
You know, he's been sound asleep and quiet for hours, and he was sitting under my feet, and I was like, oh, God, now I got to run to a different room. He's been so, he's just kind of excited. So I apologize for that. I sincerely apologize for that, just to let you all know, because you rarely hear my dog in the background, but, you know, things happen. These things happen. We have got a very interesting show today, and for those of you all who haven't been paying attention, we're rounding things up towards the end here. We are getting towards the end of our show, which, you know what, it's always nice when things come, well, it's not nice when things come to an end, but it's nice to know that
right.
There's a beginning and an end, and the ending is always sad.
Yeah, aww.
Sad.
It's
but
a little sad.
Don't get me wrong. It's a little sad. Don't get me wrong. You know, well, look. Me and Lola will always be friends because we've always been friends. But sorry, but we might have
right.
to let y'all go.
Aww.
We might have to cut y'all off.
Well, some of them are our Instagram, our Twitter friends, and we can say hello like that. Or if you guys, for me,
yeah.
if anybody has any, you know, questions or still want some type of relationship advice, you can still tweet. I'm sure Sierra, sometimes she'll be available also.
I would definitely still be available. And I will still be around just because we're not here on Down Hawks Radio. Well, I'll still be around. I just won't be always here because, you know, sometimes we have to do other things. But I will still be around if you want advice, and I will always be here to, you know, say, how does Wendy Williams go? Say it like you mean it. I will always tell you like I mean it. And I will always tell you from the heart exactly what I mean. But, okay, so tonight we also brought a guest. And this is so crazy, and I don't think this has ever happened before, but we do have a guest online, and I'm sorry, but I hope that he will text me his last four numbers, because right now I have so many numbers in front of me, I don't remember which one is which at this moment, but we do have a guest,
uh-oh.
And his name is Shimbo, and he is here as, he's the editor-in-chief of Never Done It Radio Network, which is a really great network. If anyone wants to know anything about it, I've posted the link to his website on our show page and also on my Twitter and on my Facebook, so you can find that. And if you would please just give me a chance so I don't answer the wrong phone call, because I'm looking at about 15 phone calls right now. And I wasn't expecting it because it happened all at once. Don't get me wrong, we're definitely going to be getting to, we're going to try to get to everybody tonight. We definitely will. So, oh, wait a minute. Someone said, oh, shit, I don't know the number. Okay, so, shit, you don't know the number. Does your area code begin with a 7? That could be the beginning of this. Does it begin with a 7? So, we're going to figure out.
Oh, you really can't find him.
No, I really can't find him. I have that many people. I have that many callers sitting in front of me right now, and it happened literally all of a sudden. It went from one caller to, like, 15 all of a sudden. So I'm trying.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to, you know. Yeah, it kind of got really crazy all of a sudden. Yeah, I thought that too. So I'm going with maybe 708, 207. I don't know. So you know what? What we're going to do, since I know one in particular is not yours, so I'm thinking 708 is Chicago, so it can't be you. Yeah, that doesn't, by the way, that doesn't actually help.
Is he on the East Coast?
Yeah, he actually is. But I'm having one number that's recurring a lot. That's nothing but one. And I'm assuming that, I don't know what that is. But that's weird. I don't know if that's you or not. But, okay, so we're going to go through all this, and we're going to figure this out. All the ones are you? Is that what you're saying? Hey, let me see. Let's try this. We're going to try something here. We're going to figure things out, and we're going to let you guys as the audience laugh with us as we figure things out. And if you're not the person I'm looking for right now, don't hang up if I call on you. Don't hang up, because we are definitely going to want you to join into the show. So here for a second there, because I'm going to go to an announcement and a music break here in a second. But first, I want to make sure I have the right person online. So I'm going to go with, longest one would be this one. Hello.
Hello.
Let's see, or who am I speaking to?
Hello.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah, okay.
This is our friend.
I know exactly who this is.
Yeah, we know your voice. I'm like, this is our friend. Awesome.
Hey,
there.
Okay, yeah. do you mind doing me a favor? I knew when I picked this number that it was you. But can you do me a favor and hold on for a second? We're going to come right back.
Okay, sure.
I'm trying to find our guest. I can't seem to find his number for some reason, so I'm going to find our guest here. I'm sorry about that, but I'm coming back to you. Trust me, I am. See, that's our friend there. See, at least you all understand that, yeah, I'm not doing this on purpose. Okay, so let's try this. Hello, you're on Del Hawk Radio.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You can hear me?
Hello?
Now? Yes.
I can hear you.
This is simple. See, I've already made for, like, terrible radio.
Oh, we did it.
So, the first time I come on, it's absolutely destroyed and wrecked your show.
By the way, this is what's so funny. Your number is up 7 times on my board.
Really?
I'm completely confused right now. You're literally on my board 7 times. So that's why I was like, I don't know which one is the first. There's like the same number.
Well, everybody has to excuse our technical difficulties on today.
I swear to God, it's not me. It's not me. It's like 7 times on my board.
That's crazy.
So, okay. It is so crazy. Hey, welcome to the show. Thank you for being a guest.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm looking forward to the conversation. And now that I'm actually on the line, I don't have to mess anything else up.
Aw.
So awesome. Okay, well, before we go to break, you know what? First of all, I want to say hi to everyone. And then second, I wanted to give everybody I wanted you to tell a little bit about yourself to everyone and introduce yourself to everyone, if you don't mind.
Well, I wouldn't mind at all. So I'm sure if you haven't heard of me, my name is Shimbo Hashim, by the way. I run the Never Daunted Radio Network. We are at www.neverdaunted.net. We are an all-purpose news, reviews. We talk about a little bit of everything from sports to pop culture to weed, and we have a podcast, and it's really, really good. And we never have anybody on the phone, so you never have those types of interruptions like I just made tonight. But
sometimes,
you know,
it happens over here at the download. Sometimes it happens.
I like to make an impression
it
pretty much anywhere
sometimes.
I can. Exactly.
I will say this. We've had some great times hanging out together because we've gone to conventions together. As a lot of people know, I like to watch Be the Kid, but I also go to Colorado and do conventions quite often. So we know each other from all the we have a lot of interests. That's not the only one. That's we have a lot of interests that we share, and we end up at the same place at the same time a lot.
Right.
Okay, cool.
That's not the only interest we have. We have quite a few. But, okay, so we're starting our show, and I love it because, we're just starting our show. We're into our show. We're starting it, and we're talking, and today we're talking about being the kept woman or the kept man. And the reason why I put in the kept man is because we do live in the 21st century, and the minute
right.
I thought about, exactly, oh, my God, so the minute I thought about, and you and I, Lola, we talked about this. We talk about kept women, but we also know, there are so many, and we're talking about, there's so many men out there who are also kept, and it's kind of
yes.
catching them down low.
And right, especially here in Los Angeles. I don't know about other states, but
yeah.
here in Los Angeles, it's pretty big, you know. It's definitely
it's a huge,
big,
Los Angeles and
yes.
Italy is a huge thing. It's a huge thing.
Wow.
So
yeah, it's very popular also to be a kept man.
It's very popular. Shimbo, I'm very interested to find what your take is on this and what you know about this. I know one of my big things is that I've always known that when I was a dancer, a lot of girls took care of the men they were dating. They were actually like paying out the bills when they were sitting at home taking care of the children. So this is not something
right.
that's new to the world. It's not something that doesn't happen now. It's just, I like to call it underculture.
Well,
right.
I think it's an underculture. I've never been a kept man myself, but I do know people who, or men specifically, who have been in that situation where they've let the woman take care of all the bills and they were happy to do it. And I think that unlike the idea of the kept woman, the kept man, it's not, I mean, there are parallels, but at the same time, there aren't necessary. I mean, if you are a quote-unquote kept man, then you are kind of leeching a little bit. But there are some
yeah.
relationships that just absolutely work that way. And even though if we try to understand the way in which couples tick, because we have our preconceived notions of how relationships should work, how gender dynamics should work, but sometimes women like to take care of men. And although
yeah,
in our current
true.
Society we say, no, we don't want that anymore. That's not right or that's not fair. If that works within a relationship, it's really, really hard to speak out against it.
That's true. I mean, there's terms here
really
in Los
true.
Angeles. They use the house husband for those husbands that have, you know, there's a lot of women in the entertainment industry here, and they're married to men that just aren't either bringing home enough money are not the same as them, and they just decide to stay home and take care of the kids. And those call house husbands. They're not looking at it as they're being a kept man, but on the other hand, also the male exotic business is very big here. And I really look at those guys as more of a kept
mm-hmm.
man because they're setting out to find someone, sometimes, not just the tips. They're setting out for someone to actually take care of them. And I look
right.
at them more
well, I think
than
it also happens
the kept
women
man.
Too. Some women, and, I mean, let's just go ahead and state this, being that we're black.
yeah.
In the black community, There's a lot of women who are looking for someone to take care of them, but they also don't understand what the rules are of being a kept woman or a kept man. There are rules to this.
Right.
It doesn't mean you get to play around and do all kinds of things. You're basically married.
Right.
And there are some serious rules that go along with being kept. It also means that a certain amount of your freedom, I think, is taken away, too, because you're kept. So there are certain things you just can't do. And I think this also goes with, like, men, too. And I think for men, I think a lot of times people think, and Shimbo, you have to give comments on this one. Do you think that a lot of times that when men are kept, that it emasculates them?
I don't know that it's an issue of emasculation, whether more than somebody feeling beholden to that person. The idea of a sugar mama, someone who actually pays a man's bills or takes care of him. One thing that's almost always part of the dynamic is the woman is older. So the stereotypes kind of play themselves out. And, of course, much like a kept woman, a kept man, so to speak, is still feeling the pressure of having to be there when the sugar mama wants them there and to do this and to do that and the other thing. But I think that whereas women feel a little bit more imprisoned by being kept, which is certainly different than just being a straight-up mistress, but along the same lines, I think men who are in that situation, they almost always have something on the side. There's the woman who takes care of them, and there's the woman they run around with. And that certainly happens a lot more than it does the other way around.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's definitely true. That's true. I totally agree with that.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, too. Actually, you just made a point that I hadn't even thought about. Shoot, I knew I should have written it down. See, this is why I always like to keep pen and paper nearby. You mentioned something I hadn't really thought about. One, that the notion of being kept means that you're sitting at home and you're being their house husband or something, or they're, you know, and that, oh gosh, I wish I could just repeat what you just said again, because I just lost it that quick. But I think a lot of times people, that being kept means that you are the person on the side. You're not so much, when you're kept, you're not the person on the side. You're not the, I think you kind of just said that, you're not the person that, you're not the, oh gosh, what is the word I'm looking for?
Well, in the terms of the guy that is being kept, he's not necessarily, the woman who's keeping him is not necessarily his main woman.
No.
She could possibly be just taking care of him, and then he has a main woman or the one
she would be his main woman.
I would think she would be his main woman because she's paying all his bills. You would think that, but like he said, I know that scenario. So I know that scenario. What he just said.
And as the old term goes.
Right.
But the real term goes, a man is only as loyal as his options. And if you've got an option of being paid for and taken care of, and you can still run and chase after a younger piece of tail, then you're going to do it. And that's just kind of how it is.
Yeah, you know the same rules that apply to us, Sierra. You know the same rules that apply to us, they don't apply to most men. So
I didn't realize that. I have to honestly say, to this exact moment, I didn't realize that those. Because I was like, when you're a kept woman, you don't do things like that.
No,
you stay at home.
But you brought up the idea of masculinity. You brought the idea of masculinity. Well, if you ask how is it that a man keeps that, it's that, yes, I'll take whatever quote-unquote orders the sugar mama gives me, but at the same time, I'm going to take that out on whatever woman I'm dating with, not taking it out on her in a violent way, but rather I'm going to prove that I'm still a man by fucking whoever I can at the end of the day because I'm not being kept.
Wow.
Even though you're taking care of me, you're not keeping
me. He's so right. I know stories that is the same. I know stories that's like that. So that's true.
Okay, well, we totally have to get more into this because right now I'm splint.
Yeah.
I do not know this because I'm only going from, and as I said, if you all noticed on the downloadlive.com, I did write a little story about this because I have been a kept woman. but I think a lot of times people think that when you're kept that you have no money of your own. And
right.
Maybe this is a gender thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a kept woman should always have money of her own. You're not
right.
just living on somebody
sense.
Else. You have money of your own. It's common sense. Exactly right.
It would be the smart thing to do. Yeah, it would be definitely be the smart thing to do. Yeah.
But, okay, so we're totally going to get into this, and I hate to say this because I didn't even pick our music for our break, so I got to do it now. I'm so excited because I have to tell you, I know this is terrible. I'm so far behind, but I'm much better than I was before. So I have to tell you all this. We are on our second to last show. We have one more show left. We are ending the download, and mostly because as your host, I'm picking something else on, and it's going to actually interfere with my show. So I'm not going to be doing this show, but the downloadlife.com will still be around. This is a promise. And we will still be offering advice on a regular basis. So we're not gone. We're just not going to be here for a moment because I have to do some other things. I just needed to briefly say that to everyone. But in the meantime, while you all think about that and chew on that fat for a minute, don't get too sad. We're going to take a moment and go to a break. And then we're going to come back way more organized now that we have everybody on the phone and I know all
right.
the numbers. Because I don't sound like a complete idiot here. We're going to take a little break and do a little bit of, you know what? I just like this song because it makes me want to dance. Just a little bit of Gold Digger.
She takes the money. Well, I'm in need. Yes, it's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over time. That digs on me. She killed me, mom.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke niggas.
She killed me, mom.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I can tell you rock, I can tell by your charm. Far as girls, you got a flock. I can tell by your charm and your arm, but I'm looking for the one. Have you seen her? My psychic told me she have an ass like Serena, Trina, Gina, for Lopez, four kids. And I gotta take all they badass to show this. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I put up in the bins, they all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you fucking with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to fuck with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. 18 years, she got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You would see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got LiPo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup. We want prenup, yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave your ass, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, and on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't buy weed. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all watch him, he gon' make it to a Benz out of that Tyson. He got got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week it's a surprise. So stick by his side. I know his dude's ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Let me hear that back.
You are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dalhouseradio.com. It's a new year and Dalhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dalhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dalhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio or one sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dalhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dalhouse Radio on Twitter at Dalhouse_radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at IG_Hot Sugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Everybody, welcome back. Okay, so I'm so excited about tonight's show. Hey, we're just bringing it out there tonight, and we're talking about how we feel and things that we've done, and not even just things that we've done, but things that we know about and things we know about personally and bring you into our world. And if you have questions, please ask. This is a forum that is not derogatory in any way. We're just saying what it says, like you mean it. But please don't – I always have to say this. I feel like the need to say this. Say it like you mean it, but understand that your life may not be other people's lives. So just understand.
Right.
The point of this show is to understand everything from every point of view. And tonight we're talking about being a cat woman, or for that matter, the cat man. And we have a special guest tonight. Shimbo from neverdoneitradionetwork.net. I'm sorry, I said .com, .net, right?
Yes, .net.
Okay, make sure I didn't lose you there. Oh! I mean, you know, running the board and everything, too. So we're totally going there, but today I'm very excited about this topic because it's a topic that if anyone, I know I recently posted this, and I probably should have posted it ahead of time, but I started to realize that I wanted to post it at last minute for a reason, to be quite honest with you. Being a cat woman, and it's kind of when you say cat woman to most people, it's a very derogatory term. So it's not a derogatory thing. And some people associate a cat woman with someone who is sleeping around with all kinds of people, who's doing all kinds of things, or is only in it for the money. And
well,
that's
I don't
the same
think people associate it with sleeping around, do you? Because usually when you're a cat woman, you're with that person for women. Don't you agree?
I agree with that, and I think men know that. But I think most of the time so the reason why I say that is because when women hear that, they immediately get extremely negative. Maybe it's because of feminism.
Right.
And
right.
I think you can be a feminist and still be a cat woman.
Right.
It's almost like, you know, being an artist and having someone help you with your art. I mean, we're not saying that being a cat woman is an art. I'm not saying that.
Right.
But I think it's just put in a derogatory term. And I think a lot of people, and then growing up, and I have to say this, growing up as a black woman, and the reason why I pause on this, and I have to think about how I'm going to say this, because I'm not trying to be rude. But growing up as a black woman, you know, growing up as someone with money, you hear about women who are like, oh, you know, this guy takes care of me and I just do everything. And then you look down and be like, why don't you get a job and do stuff on your own? Well, you know, sometimes A cat woman is not someone who just is. Actually, this is where it's derogatory. Most time when you think of a cat woman, you think of a girl who's lazy.
Right.
Just because
that's
a cat
true.
Does not mean you're lazy.
Yeah, someone who doesn't
you don't
do
have
anything.
Your own thing going on.
Yeah,
so,
she can land around eating bonbons all day and, you know, going to the spa. And, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I
get
it. Yeah.
Hey, I would like to go
so
to
maybe,
the spa. I would like to lay around and eat bonbons all day.
Right.
Okay, I'm not into bonbons, but I'll do the spa thing. And don't get me wrong, I probably mentioned the spa a little too often if I say that. But, and Shimbo, you know that. I mentioned it sometimes. So I'm like, oh, I'm just going to the spa to hang out. But, it is I think what it is a completely different lifestyle. And unfortunately, because of reality television, it's gotten a very bad name. But it's a completely different lifestyle where you become, the best way I can describe it is when you're kept is you enjoy being in service. And
right.
that's the British way of saying it, being in service. Because
right.
you wait on other people. That's your life, to wait on other people.
Well, you mentioned something very, very interesting in that you're right. A lot of what we see on reality television, like Real Housewives and all these other types of shows that you see on VH1 and Bravo, where you show these women, and it's almost always women who are in these posture of lifestyles where
right.
there's a man that you never really see who takes care of and funds their life, and they get to go to the nail salon and they have these little get-togethers and all this stuff happens.
Yeah.
And the reality is, and I think that you ladies can attest to this, is that, yeah, this is a lifestyle that has been around for a long time, but no one ever got a really good look at it in order to critique it or even aspire to it. But now that reality TV has kind of lifted that veil, people do have opinions about it, and a lot of them are negative.
And I think it's even what we're seeing on reality TV, it just seems as though the women are just getting gifts, and it's just gifts, and it's gifts, but they're... It's rules to it, like Sierra was saying. I had opportunities in my life several times to become a kept woman, but because I did not want to, I don't want to run to my phone. Is that you? Did you call? I felt like from this particular person, one in particular, that I couldn't be me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to be who he wanted me to be because he was taking care of me. And I had to be always available. And I couldn't do that. I couldn't be always available for you whenever you wanted me to. I couldn't do that. Sometimes I wish like, ooh, I let that go. Sometimes I think about it. Damn, I missed my opportunity. I could be, you know, living lavish right now. But at the same time, I like being able to just be me and do me. So not all the time is
say you just said something. You literally just said something that is really the epitome of being a kept person. You have to be at someone's beck and call all the time. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. When you're kept, you're at their beck and call all the time, and you have to answer the phone. You have to show up. Because they pay for me. Well, see, there's different forms of cat, too, and I'm sure
right.
like, I'm sure you all are, like, totally shaking your heads right now, right? There's different forms
right.
of cat. There's people who just get their rent paid, and there's people who have their whole lifestyle paid for.
Right.
And when you get to a certain point, when you're cat, you don't do certain things.
Yeah.
Because your life is not your own. What you do is not your own.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it was
really
so to the point where this person wanted me to live in a certain area so I can, he lived on another coast tonight, but I needed to be close to him where he would be able to see me whenever he got ready to.
Exactly. It was absolutely mandatory.
It would change my whole
part
life.
Of the life.
Right.
Exactly. Because your life is no longer your own.
Right. And see, this is the sort of thing that I'm never...
curious to hear what your thoughts on this are. I'm so curious to hear what your thoughts on this are.
Well, largely, for me, as a man, And maybe it's not because I just have, you know, a bunch of fuck you money laying around where I can say, hey, I want you to be here when I whenever I want you to be. It's fascinating to me that the idea of having a kept woman has so much to do with ownership. I mean, all the women that I've ever been in my life, come and go as you please. You do what you want to do.
I just have to say this, and I want you to continue on with what you're saying. But just point this out, that when you're kept, it all has to do with ownership. You're owned. It's kind of like a small form. It's like a different form of slavery.
To a degree, yes.
To a degree,
and people
sure.
People would beg to differ, but to a degree, you kind
to
of
degree
feel like
it
that.
Is. Yeah. Or to a degree, depending on how you feel about the person. But to a degree, literally, you have certain rules you have to follow, and you just know that. Just like being married. Not that married is being slavery. But I wanted to get back to what you were saying. But you just made that point, and I want to go back to that a little bit later. But that's a really good point.
Well, I mean, for the simple fact that it says a lot more about the man than it does about the woman. I mean, the woman wants some security. The woman wants to be taken care of. And there's really nothing wrong with
mm-hmm.
that. Our society kind of skews towards that anyway. But for me as a man, it brings into question the idea of what kind of man essentially wants to keep a woman like a bird in a cage and
mm-hmm.
only let her out when he wants
Ooh,
to play.
Ooh, I didn't even consider that. Ooh.
Right.
Okay, so
right. That's a good one.
I never even considered that. Oh, my gosh.
So,
that's exactly what it is.
What kind of man keeps a woman in a cage? You brought it up. I'm sorry. I never even thought about that. By the way, though, I totally understand it because sometimes it is a cage. It may be a golden gilded cage, but it's still a cage.
Well, it's still a cage, though.
It's still a cage, uh-huh. or you could be just sitting on a pretty shelf, and then he takes you down when he's ready to play.
Exactly.
You know,
it's a pretty shelf.
Yeah. So that's true. And it speaks to what you're saying, what type of man really is interested in something like that. But there are a lot, and I think, too, most people think that if you're a kept woman, that man may be married. All times it's not, the man is not married, you know, and then he has a kept woman. I know kept women that the man is not married. He's just a businessman.
He's just a businessman.
And he travels a lot, and when he gets ready to settle down, he wants to see
that
particular person.
Often, but he wants to see that particular person every time he decides he wants to come
and
home.
And he wants that particular person to be, he wants her to feel comfortable. He wants her not to worry about bills and rent and all these things so she can feel comfortable with spending time with him when he gets ready to. So he takes care of everything so she can be happy. Or
and
so
I understand
he
that.
Thinks she can be
and
happy.
I mean, I understand that.
I
but
want to
as
address
a man,
the cocaine thing. Tell me more. So I'm asking you because you're a man.
Right.
What kind of man looks for this?
Well, that's the question.
I'm very curious because I've never thought about that far.
You know, speaking as a man and thinking about, you know, what I have experienced with women in my life, I'm going to take this. I'm going to take a step back for a second. But
mm-hmm.
part of being involved with somebody or pursuing someone is that exhilaration, that feeling of uncertainty where, you know, will I get to see you this weekend or will we spend mm-hmm. some time together? And the idea of a kept woman removes all of that because it says, I'm paying you essentially to be
right.
there with you when I want you to be
you
there.
You will be there.
And so for me, as a man, the first thing that I question is, it's kind of like, here's the best idea that I can give you. So think of a very rich man who goes on safari, and they go to these places in Africa where you have all the lions and all the panthers, and they're in this big, essentially a wildlife preserve. It's a cage. So you're out there hunting, but the thing is that everything is being set up for you. So you're going to get what you came for. If you came to get something to throw up on your wall, you're going to get it because you paid for it. But where's the
right.
adventure? Where's the feeling? And where, honestly, is the passion? So the thing that I always think about when it comes to these sorts of relationships is, where is the actual love?
Right. Right.
I would say
that's
love
true.
From third in these type of relationships. Love from third. Not like love comes third, because what comes first is, okay, you're cheating me. Second, because is, okay, so us being friends at some point. And then love comes third.
But
not saying it comes
love
third in the whole relationship, but it comes, it doesn't come in the same progression as a regular relationship would happen. It's very
see, that's to me, that's not love, because love is more, there's a difference between love and thank you for basically taking care of me out of respect and admiration. Love, true
right.
love, is something that you fight for, that you suffer over, and maybe for the person who's going through it, because this is what I believe, and no matter what this person is doing to me or what they're doing with someone else, I know that my feelings are true, and therefore it has to be love. But
right.
true love is love reciprocated.
That's true.
That's
I think for me, the gentleman that was trying to keep me, he was a little controlling. I noticed that he would get me the gifts that he wanted me to have, not my style, not my taste, what he wanted to
mm-hmm.
see me in, the watch that he liked. I wouldn't wear that watch. I wouldn't buy
that
it for myself
true.
Or,
that is very
or
true.
The blouse
kept,
that he liked.
The presents
so
you get
I,
are
right.
It's so true. Yeah, that's really
it's
true,
what
though.
They want
when you're a
kept
you. Woman, the presents you get are not the presents you want. They're the presents they want you to have. So you look a certain
exactly.
way. Because it's all
about
yeah,
dressing
up. For me, I think it's all about dressing up a Barbie doll.
You're right. And
yeah,
maybe
have your Barbie
doll,
and now you have to put her in a house, and you've got to dress her up the way you want.
Right. There's a lesson that I learned when I was much younger. I was dating a woman, and she was the first person in my entire life that had brought this proposition of, well, you know, if you're going to spend time with me, then you're going to take care of me. And me, I think I was maybe 21, 22 at the time, and this was an entirely new train of thought for me. So I took it as, oh, you want me to take care of you? Okay, so I looked at it as, I want you to wear the scent that I want you to wear. And
mm-hmm.
the funny thing was,
that's not what she meant.
When I brought it to her, exactly, when I brought it to her, she said, "I don't, but I didn't want this. I told you what I wanted, and you did something different." And for me,
mm-hmm.
that was actually the first and last time that I ever did an arrangement like that, because I realized I never wanted to be that guy. I never wanted to
yeah.
tell mm-hmm. you what to do. I'm not trying to dress you up like a Barbie doll. I just wanted
right.
to make you happy, but in the end of the day, I was trying to make myself happy, and none of that really matters. When you're
right.
in that type of relationship,
mm.
because it's a transaction, and I never wanted to be
mm-hmm.
in a transactional business.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. I never even thought about that. You're right. It's a transaction.
It's definitely a transaction.
It's definitely
right.
a transaction.
You know,
guys,
that's why it wasn't easy
that.
For me.
Oh, no.
I have a rebellious.
You know, I
have
a bad habit interrupting.
No, it's okay. I couldn't do it because I have a rebellious spirit by nature. I don't like to feel
mm-hmm.
forced into anything or made to do anything. And you want to make me wear that ugly watch. I can't. You know, I may have worn it out to dinner that night, but I conveniently lost it a few days later. I don't care if it came from Cartier.
Oh, my gosh, you're
you know?
Good,
yeah.
I'm one
so,
of the people who naturally likes to please. So I'm naturally like, if you're not happy, I'm not happy. But I totally
mm-hmm.
get that. By the way, guys, I got to tell you this, and I know I've been very neglectful because, hey, we're having a good conversation, and I'm enjoying
right.
it. So I got to let everyone know that we do have a chat room open if you want to join the chat room. And I have just logged into the chat room, and I just realized I hadn't launched it. But I am in the chat room, so if you want to log in and talk to us on the chat room, we are here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to join in this conversation, and by the way, I think a whole lot of you do, because I'm looking at a lot of people right now. and we're going to answer a few questions. We're going to take a few calls here in just a few minutes. But if you want to join into our conversation, the number is 646-595-4038, and all you have to do is press 1. If you don't press 1, then you're just listening. And don't get me wrong, we like it when you just listen. At least I do, because I'm kind of controlling, so I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit controlling. But in the meantime, I am putting everything, I just realized that I hadn't got the whole chat room up, but I am there, and the chat room is up, and all you have to do is look down, and you will see the chat room, which has just been launched. In the meantime, okay, so, you know, everyone, you all can also go, if you want to hear my comments on this subject or what I was thinking about before, just go to downloadlive.com, and you can get, you will see the article on what I thought of, because I usually write articles on the subject I'm talking about, but... Oh, my gosh. I have to say this. It's so nice to have a male point of view for a change.
Right. It's really refreshing.
You are awesome. I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, see,
you're
now
awesome.
You're just going
to
make me blush. Come on now.
Oh, that happened? Men can blush?
I know. You're going to make a black man blush? What's the matter with you?
Oh, my God. I didn't even know men could blush. Now you're going black men, so black or white. I was just thinking men couldn't blush at all. I've never seen a man blush in my life.
Are
you serious?
I've never seen a man blush.
Oh, my goodness.
If a man can't blush, he has no soul.
I agree. That's a good one. I agree.
And that sounds like another subject we should start on some other day. I want to go into that subject. Men can blush. Okay, well, guys, I hate to say this, What I am going to say is we have about 15 callers online waiting for us to just say hello. So we've got to say hello to somebody. On that note, we're going to take a caller here, and we're going to take a caller that I think we already took just a minute ago because
he
earned it.
Yes.
708-207, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here. I've been listening.
Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Nathan. Hi, Lola.
Hey.
Hi, Sierra. Hey, brother.
Thank you for joining. I'm so sorry. We were having some technical difficulties earlier, but you are part of the group now. So now we got two guys and two girls.
You know, I have been listening. Of course, I've been listening the whole time, and I find it a very interesting concept that, and since you have four black people here, that most black people, and I would say the average black person. I would not say most, but I'll say the average, because I'm not going to be able to grasp the concept or the word kept. Whether it be a man or a woman. I mean, you might take somebody to the mall. You might pay a bill or two for them, but that's not really what a kept man or woman is.
Right.
You know,
no, it's not.
It's,
yeah.
You know, I might be paying your $50 a month Section 8, but that's not a kept man or woman. It depends. It's income based on your income. But if I'm putting you up down on the Gold Coast in Chicago, you know, in a penthouse in Trump building or somewhere else.
Gold Coast. I can never afford to live there. But yeah, I just live in Hyde Park. But the Gold Coast is good too.
Know, if I'm putting you up on the Gold Coast. And, you know, giving you the black card, you know, you can do what you want with it and all of that. You know, then, and like you said, Sierra, there's different levels of kept. I don't consider someone paying somebody, you know, $700-$800 a month rent being kept. And most black women are not going to be onto this I'm on call thing whenever you're in town. I got to hop to it, or whenever you snap your fingers, I'm going to be there. I would imagine, knowing most, you know, black women like I do, that most black women, most modern black women anyway, aren't going for that. You know, they're not having that. They're going to be like Lola. Nah, I can't go with that. You know.
Yeah, but in this day and time, with the economy being tough right now, there's a lot of women that are looking to be kept women, and men looking to be kept men right now.
I also thought about this subject just to put in real for y'all. You're right. The economy has changed, and there's a lot of people looking for that, but they don't realize the rules of being that. And
you know,
when they realize the rules of being a real cat person,
exactly,
not what they thought they were. they realize, oh no, I can never be Cat.
Right.
Right.
They want to do something until they realize what they have to do to have it.
Exactly.
Right.
Uh-huh. You can pay the bills. You can put me up in this penthouse or this mansion. You can give me the whatever color card you want to give me. I can go do this and go do that, and you can buy me a Bentley or whatever. But when I got, you know, like Shimbo said, once the rules to the game are laid out, you know,
Right.
I don't, you know. And here's something else. I would think that especially for somebody who's into the art, be it music or whatever, I think that, and it's probably got a different term, and I've been sitting here trying to think of for the past 45 minutes, but there are people who, and I guess sponsor is probably the best word I can come up with. If I'm a struggling artist.
Sponsor is the absolutely right word. It's called a sponsor.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I've had sponsors.
If I'm a struggling artist, a musician, or whatever, and, you know, you're going to take care of me so I can pursue my, you know, music or my whatever, so I don't have to wait on tables or work at Hardee's or Wendy's or whatever to try and pay my bills. You're going to put me up, you know. And I think there's something, then I think there's something expected out of it, you know, your mind.
There is.
But I'm tell you then, even like the Kanye song, and that was back when I liked Kanye as an artist. Now, that one line in there, when you get on, then you're gonna, you know, go to the white girl. How ironic,
right?
You know,
right?
That was back when he was with Amber, maybe even before that. You know, what did he do? He went and got himself a Kardashian.
Right.
You know? So
that was pre-Amber. I played that song. There was a reason why I played that song, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But there was a reason why I played that song.
You know, and just if I remember right, this is just a little fun fact to know. I think if I remember right, that song was debuted, that video, at on a Super Bowl Sunday. I think right after the Super Bowl or something, way back whenever it was, 10 years ago, however long it's been now. You know, because Jamie Foxx was in the video. That's actually Jamie Foxx was part of that song, if I remember right.
You're right.
But,
right.
You know, it's really funny. But, that's and I think sponsorship is a different level, a different kind of relationship than necessarily being a kept man or a kept woman or a gigolo, if you will. A gigolo is probably a different, you know, that's a different subject altogether. But being a kept man or kept woman, there are rules. Now, like Shimbo said earlier, I think for a man, most men are going to be a man, even though you're paying my bills and,
right,
you know, buying me suits or giving me an allowance to go do what I want to do. I'm going to be out there doing what I want to do because I still feel the need to prove my manhood. And it's an ego thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I know of men that have been bought homes and they took that home and moved their girlfriend in when some other woman, when some other woman's name is, you know, attached to that house. So that's true.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to, like, we as women, when we decide to be a kept woman, we have to sometimes give up part of who we are in most cases. The men aren't, in generally, they're not going to do that. You know, like, it's usually an older woman here. It's usually an older woman in other countries. The women that are a lot younger are starting to take care of men. In Japan, it's really, like you brought up gigolo. In Japan, they call it the art of being a gigolo is really big. There are young, working, established Japanese women that go to these clubs in the afternoon that they're waiting, they're looking to pick up and buy a man's time. Not necessarily sex, but they're trying to find a man they could spend their money on.
They do.
Oh, my God, thank you so much for calling in. I hate to say this, but we got, several people online. I don't want
to. Thank you, Nathan.
I, You're welcome. Thank you so much, and I love your opinion. And I do love your opinion. You know I always do. Nathan just, he said something that's really big, and it's really big. The other thing is that people assume that because you're kept, that you're living in this big house and you have all this money and all that, a lot of people keep girls, and I still say men also, and this is what me, Lola, you and I talked about this. How many strippers do you know keep a man on the side? Or their boyfriend, but they're paying all the rent and everything. That's a kept man.
All of them.
Right.
Oh, my God. Come on, Shimbo. You're so right. Every single one of them.
All of them that I know.
When I was a stripper, I didn't have a boyfriend. And when I did have a boyfriend, I didn't take care of him. He lived in another house. I wouldn't let him live with me. But you are so right. Every single one of them, everyone who's dating a stripper is a kept man.
But you know, it's different because it's not necessarily kept in the traditional sense or the sense that you may be thinking about. It's really a stripper who has a boyfriend who they pretty much support and pay for everything. It's almost like you have a woman who's paying for acceptance. She needs one person in her life who's not going to judge her for the job that she does. And so, she's going to take care of the guy because
being her.
Right. And so the thing is that she's paying for a home life.
She's paying for
that sense of normalcy. So, she's going to make sure he has
So would you
Jordans
say that was very different from being kept? Because, I was a stripper, but I never kept a man.
It's different from the idea of being kept as a woman
usually the stripper is keeping the life that he's accustomed to kept.
I
taking you out of that life.
Time they're taking care of a man so he would take care of her babies. I lived that world. So
we're still eating.
Taking care of her babies or taking care of her babies while she deals with her drug habit.
Chicken. We're still living in our 2-bedroom apartment. She's keeping him accustomed to the life he was already living, not like being a kept woman.
Mother.
And you're taking him from here to there. So usually with the strippers, it's more like just what you were already accustomed to. I'm just paying your cell phone bill so you can answer the phone.
I'm sorry to interrupt. But Shimbo, do you get the same thing when you hear about strippers taking care of guys? It's kind of the same thing? Because I don't think they're living in a lap of luxury.
No, they're
not living in a lap of luxury, but I think the stripper wants to keep her home life. Man who she's been with. It could have been anybody. She's not, very rarely do you ever hear the stripper who supplants the life of one of her fans, the one who actually comes in and throws dollars at her while she's at work.
No, this is the dude that
doesn't come throw dollars at her while she works. And almost always it's just so that she's buying and paying for a home life that is different than what she has. So she can say, look, we've got a decent car, and I'm taking care of my man, and if we got babies and the babies are taken care of too, and so when I get off the pole and I go home, then I have something of value.
You're right. Yeah, she's just keeping him in the life he's already accustomed to, not taking him.
I like the way you put it. She's
because she doesn't want him to
leave. Investing in something of value. She thinks that she's invested in something of value. And I've never heard it put that way, but the way you put it is absolutely right. She's invested in something of value, which I think in the same term, when you're talking about a girl who is a kept woman, the reason why I say we, because I'm not a kept, I'm not a kept woman, but I have a job, so I'm not really a kept woman. But the reason why you do that is because you're investing in something, even if it's not your own money, you're investing your time in something of value. That's eventually going to earn value to your well-being, whether you're married or not. It's something of value. Does that make sense?
Right. That's true. I agree with that. On the other hand, though, I do know of male exotic dancers that have been put in a luxury situation, you know, where they weren't from a lady. They have.
Oh, no, that's absolutely true. That's
from
absolutely
the ghetto
true.
To the
oh,
town
so
hall.
Absolutely true. Because you know what? They're men. Eventually, they can just go get a real job. We're women. We have to do our hard work to get to establish real jobs after you've done that. You can go
no,
on
I
to
mean,
be a male stripper to have a real job.
Yeah, I know a lot of male strippers that are living a fancy life because of a woman. They're not still living
I mean,
in their
honestly,
little...
I can
yeah.
honestly say I've never met one male stripper in my life.
Really?
I have
really
not met... Are you serious? You've never met a male stripper?
And not on a personal one-on-one and said, hi, and what's your name and my name? No, I've never met a male stripper in my life.
Wow. Okay.
I really haven't. I've never
you mean to say
male
that I've met more male strippers
life.
Than you have?
Oh, my God. You actually met a male stripper?
Oh,
are
oh
you
no.
serious,
here. I got it here. No, check this out. I got a story for you. You might enjoy this. This is a little off topic, but
okay.
it's kind of actually
awesome.
Absolutely
I've
on
I've never
top.
Met one.
So
oh,
I
my
used
goodness.
To, oh, I'd say it's been about 12, almost 15 years ago. I worked at a bar, and...
Mm-hmm.
This bar was kind of a place where, you know, where white women, they have, like, Chippendales. Well, when black folks have black strippers, they have these, like, roaming bands of black strippers who go around.
Yes,
from
I've been to
right.
one of those.
Right.
And it was disgusting. It was disgusting.
So they came to, you know, we had a review at our bar. And so they come in.
They call them reviews.
And the women would show up in droves, and they would spend
right.
a ton of money. And we made all kinds
right.
of cash. But
uh-huh.
unfortunately, one part of my job was having to go clear out the back rooms where these male strippers would be turning tricks with some of the women in the back after
I'm
the
sorry.
Show. Yes.
Oh, that's so gross.
Yes. And
well,
it was.
I mean, the girls do it, too. The girls do
well,
it,
the girls
you know.
Do it, too. But it's kind of
well,
weird.
Well, I've never done that either,
that.
So I've been
but the dynamic between the male stripper, the dynamic between the male stripper and the female patron is a lot more aggressive than it is. Because
right.
if a man treated a female stripper like the way women treat male strippers, the jails would be full.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the thing is, we're
exactly.
having to drag these women
yes,
off.
Yes, I've seen it.
And something that a lot of people don't know about male strippers, especially black male strippers, are most of them are gay.
Yeah.
Well,
a
lot of them are. But like the Male Exotic Review, they call them the review, in Los Angeles is really, really, really popular. And when I tell you these guys, some of these guys. Easily make six figures.
Lola, I just got to say this. Mm-hmm. Lola, I'm sorry, I'm going to stop you right now. But we know a pair of twins who really love some strippers. And even married one.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, you had to think about that, didn't you?
I'm not really sure.
We know a pair of twins.
I don't know, but I'm not really sure if we're thinking. I'm not sure if we're thinking of the same person, but I've dated a male.
I know we are. I only know one set of twins.
I've dated a male exotic dancer before, and I know he's made
really?
tons of money. Tons. Yeah, I did, but he stopped dancing.
I would never date an exotic dancer. I would never date
and then he it was ending when we started dating. He turned into a leather. He's a businessman, but
mm-hmm.
he made tons of money. I've seen women come to the clubs with briefcases and open them up and shower
oh,
these
I've guys. Seen it too, and you're right. Tons of money, and they're always like,
women definitely are willing to, women take care of their favorite male exotic dancer. Like
oh,
they
do.
Absolutely.
They really do.
They take care of them.
I've seen things that I never want to see again.
They are more, they're the kept man in the sense of a woman that's kept, like, you know, the pretty woman style.
Mm-hmm.
It's the male exotic dancer.
I don't know if, okay, and Shimo, you, if you agree with me, tell me. If not, you don't agree with me. But I think it's, now that you've definitely said this, Lola, there is a difference between being a cat man and a cat woman.
Right.
And
yes.
I think a cat man is a lot more flamboyant.
Well,
and more like,
I don't know about that.
I think we're very subtle.
Not everybody. No.
Not everybody?
I think men are more, I don't want to say, I think men are a little less flamboyant about it. They may have a lot of things, but I don't know if they necessarily want to,
no,
for
kept
people
man
to know
wants
they're
you
a kept,
to know that he's
kept man.
No kept
no.
man.
A
wants
woman
to know
wants,
that he's kept.
I think more women would want people to know I'm a
exactly.
kept woman.
I'm being taken care of. Men
I don't
want,
have to do anything.
Look, I might have a sugar mama, but I don't want you to know that, because then that
right.
robs me of my agency as a man, my masculinity,
right.
which is why
right.
no matter how well I'm being treated by my kept, like by my sugar mama, I'm going to fuck something on the side because I need to remain a man. I need to feel
right.
like I'm
right.
still a man.
Right. But women enjoy
okay, know,
letting other
okay.
women know
I just gotta
that
say,
they're kept.
Did I know this is a hot subject? I know this is a hot subject because Lola, I just got you talk a lot. But no, you're like, oh, no. Okay, can we do one thing? There's
mm-hmm.
one thing I have to do. We have to let one other caller in.
Yeah.
Because we got like six. So I'm going to pick a random caller. And for those of you waiting, I'm going to get to you too. We're going to do every caller that is waiting online. And we're already over. Yes, we are. And we're already over.
We
got to
make it quick.
We're
going to
make it quick. Start for the person that waited the longest. So I have no idea where we're going here. And I hope you've enjoyed our conversation. And please join in on our subject. Because if you're not part of our subject, then I will cut you off. Okay, so 301-793, are you there?
Oh, I sure am.
Hey. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Who are we
That's
speaking
fine.
To you?
Yes, hello there. Well, I decided
this
topic is so fascinating to me. I think that after reading your blog about
well,
it today.
First of all, before you start, because I kind of know who this is, but can you tell everybody else who you are?
Oh, well, it is Jeff. It is a singer, Jeff Jones. So,
Hi, Jeff.
I know who it was.
Hello. Well, anyway, after reading your blog and seeing about the lifestyle and hearing about the men, you know, possibly being involved in the lifestyle and the differences between the two, I'm finding this option increasingly attractive. And in fact, what I'd like to do is set up an offer for a duel, you know, maybe with be the object of two women so that I can be a kept man maybe for a dual thing, see if I can handle that. I'm wondering if I have any volunteers
you're
here.
You're trying to be a kept man now. You're like, look. And maybe I can write an article on how to do this.
Yeah, I really need to, you know, or maybe I can write an article after having it done. But it's really quite a fascinating thing. I had no idea about kept men. I thought they can't really exist. I mean, really.
Right. Yes, they do. They do.
I was thinking
they
about
really
Prince.
Exist.
You know how Prince ties into this? He was a gender bender in terms of fashion.
But he was
in terms
never
of
kept.
Culture. That's right. And so I think that he opened the door, I think, for a lot of people to say that, okay, let's dispense with the customary gender rules and let's just try things out and see if they work. And it's really – it's an eye-opener. It's all I want to say. Everything I've heard tonight
I
is an eye-opener.
I think that has a lot to do with everything, and I
yeah,
really love your comments
right.
on this. And
thank
I think it has
you,
a lot
Jeff.
To do with everything. I think it's very general. And thank you so much, Jeff. I really do. I thank you. I think it has a lot to do with everything. I have to admit, I'm not really ready to talk about the whole Prince thing, and there's a reason why I've been avoiding it, because for me personally, it's extremely emotional, and I'm not ready to go into that. So I have to admit, I'm avoiding it, and I'm going to avoid it some more, but I'm not avoiding it like Michael Strahan and his co-host. So,
yeah, that's another
subject.
Okay.
Man, how they're avoiding, how they're breaking up. But
right.
I'm just saying. But I do really think that this is something that needs to be talked about. And the reason why I think it needs to be talked about is because I think it's archaic. And when I say archaic, I don't believe it. Like, marriage has become archaic. Don't get me wrong. I think marriage is starting to become archaic. I also think becoming a kept woman is becoming archaic. And it's something that should be talked about because it's in a stigma with people thinking a certain thing about women who are kept or men who are kept. And honestly, I have to say this one thing. I look down on men who are kept because I expect a man to take charge of things. Is that weird?
No, it's not weird. I mean, people just want to be taken care of.
Yeah.
Well, I think a man should always take care of the business and money and those things. And I just naturally expect that.
So whether you were a kept woman or not, you're just, okay, that's like, my mom is like that. She just expects to
be
work.
Sometimes kept means old-fashioned.
Right, she expects to be taken care of whether she has her own or not. You know, my grandmother always
mm-hmm.
used to say, you get happy about one rose when there's somebody that's going to give you 12. So we're kind of like that in my family. Like, we feel like we deserve things or we should have things, but in the sense where we don't want to be told, like, don't do this, don't do that, do this, do that. We don't want to give up who we are either. So
okay,
it's a little bit different, yeah. But just old-fashioned. It's, you know, expecting that a man
Kimbo,
is...
you've been
yes.
so quiet over there.
Well, I'm just listening to all this and kind of soaking it in. Look, as a man, I don't know that I'd ever really want to be kept. It's attractive. I mean, I would love to have somebody, you know.
I think, honestly, if a girl came to you and was like, look, I'll take care of everything that you do. All you have to do is be you. And I'll pay for everything, your rent and everything. What would you do?
I would say no. And I'll tell you why. Because I remember, and this wasn't very, very long ago, when I had some issues with my website. I had to move to a new website. I was seeing somebody at the time very casually. And I was just, I needed somebody to talk to, and I told her about my problem. And her solution being that she had a really, really good job, she was making a lot of money, she's like, well, why don't I just pay for that for you? And the first inclination in my mind was to say, yes, let's do that, because that would be great for me, and then I wouldn't have to worry about it. But then part of the reason why I don't want to be kept is the idea that I don't necessarily want to have to answer to anybody. And I think that...
Right.
There is that level of,
yeah.
in a transactional
yeah.
situation,
yeah.
there is that level of ownership. And I'm not that guy. Do I like people helping me or, you know, doing me favors? I love favors. Favors are great only because I like to do favors back. I like to reciprocate. But
right.
when somebody throws in money like that, nah, don't want to do it.
Yeah, you're going to feel obligated.
Mm-hmm. Favors are things I can pay back.
Right.
That's the difference between favors and owing somebody. There's favors, and you know, I live in D.C., I know this now. There's favors and there's owing somebody. I'd rather go owe you a favor than
right.
owing
and
you.
Exactly. And it just feels better that way because I don't necessarily want to be in somebody's debt. I don't want anybody to
right.
be in my
mm-hmm.
debt because that changes the dynamics of the relationship.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. And
okay,
definitely people who enjoy that have control issues. So it's a control.
Yeah.
It's a control
thing. Some people
thing.
Love that. I have to admit,
mm-hmm.
I'm a control freak.
And if I'm being honest, wild horses ride better.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That's a good one.
That's a great one.
That's a good one.
I'm going to
have to.
That's a good one. Yes.
That's a good
one. Oh, my
one.
God, I would have posted that now, but now I'm going to have to, now I'm going to say you said it.
I have to tweet that, one. Right? Wild horses.
I
yeah,
tweet
we got to tweet
that
one.
Oh, my God. Wild horses ride better. Okay, so we get
don't
one
they?
Other caller.
They do. They do.
By the way, guys, you know what? We were supposed to end this show about 15 minutes ago, but we're going to take one more caller. And then we're going to head on in, and, I'm going to be real random on this one. 301-793, are you there?
Oh, that's me.
Yes, you.
Hello.
You didn't think I was going
to
go there, did you?
You just talked to me.
Really? I just pulled you up, and I pulled you up again? Okay,
you
so
want
now
me again, I know. I'll go for seconds,
oh
but let someone else
okay,
have
so
a turn. let someone else
okay,
have a
I'm
turn.
Okay, I'm giving it to someone else. I'm so sorry. Jesus.
No worries.
Okay, I have one other. Oh, my God. So one other person just logged out. So guess what we're going to do? It's just you and I. Which I really do
what
like. I see all you other people. So we have a few other people, but they're saying they're liking listening. Because they don't want to join in, but we have like five other people on the line here. But anyway, I want to say this. In the end, the really big thing is this, and quite honestly, understand that being the other woman or being the other man has so many, and this is my whole Jerry Springer thing, realize that it's very different for every person because when you're the other person, there are some people who realize what they're entering into, and sometimes people don't realize what they're entering into, and they think they do, and they think that when you are going to be the, and when I say the other woman, other man, in this case, we're not talking about that. What we're talking about is being the cat person. And when you're the cat person, you know everything. Am I wrong?
When you're the cat person, you're what? Say it again, repeat. When you're the cat
you
person,
you know everything.
You're...
When you're the
yes,
cat
you
person,
do.
You know everything.
Know everything regarding their life, the other person who's keeping you.
You know everything regarding the entire relationship because you're cat.
Oh.
But you also know where your place is. That's the point. And that's what I was getting
okay.
for. The point is that when you're capped, you know where your place is. And you know how to keep your place. You don't have that random, oh, I'm just going to fuck with you and tell your wife kind of thing. No.
Right.
You're a capped person.
Oh,
capped
I got you. I got you. Okay, you know
yeah.
where you know your place. Okay. I
you
got you.
You know your place. But you also
yeah, well,
know
you're not
going to
take a chance on messing
this.
Up the situation, yeah.
You,
and then I agree with
people,
that.
Yeah, and you also know what is going to be. And if you're smart, you're going to take the benefits and go to college, and you're going to do certain things because you were the cat person. And you're on the side, and you do things in a different way. And, sorry guys, I can't really distinguish the difference between one and the other right this moment, but there are very significant differences. I know you're laughing at me, and I have to admit, yeah, I had some wine now I'm a little tipsy, but there are very significant, it didn't happen to the last 15 minutes, I swear to God. there are significant differences in being kept and being taken care of and being a mistress. There are subtle differences in those. And I think people need to understand that.
Well, before we wrap it up, I do want to say, like you said, if you are being a kept woman or a man, the best thing for you to do is to be getting yourself together,
keeping money on the side,
make sure you have a savings account,
getting a little nest egg somewhere, putting something under the mattress because you never know when it can end. And usually, when they get tired, they get tired, and they, I've heard of situations where it's just been cut off, and then that
just
person
like that.
Is
and
left
you made the one point that I didn't say is that in all the relationships, you have a moment of ending, and be prepared for it, and you need to have a bank account or whatever else you're going to do. You have to have this.
Bank account saved, put it under your mattress or something, because it can always end.
Put it under a mattress, something.
Right.
Tell us your little bit of a, not little bit, I don't mean it that way, but tell us your advice.
My advice?
Timbo.
Well, I would say this. Look, if you find a situation that you like and it benefits you, obviously you're going to go for it. But I think that in any situation, whether you are an old pro at it or this is your first time, you have to have your eyes open. And you have to really be curious about who it is that is so willing to put you on a shelf. Maybe you don't care. Maybe you're looking at it as a come-up. But at the same time, you have to realize that someday your looks will be gone. And when that happens, will you be replaced? And if that point ever happens, and it's not saying that it will, but if it does, what is plan B? Because whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, whether you're kept or not, we all have to have a plan B, especially when the thing that we think is love runs out the back door. So enjoy the moments while they're there, but always be prepared for what's next.
I have to admit, your advice is terribly sobering. But you're right. One day you're going to have to realize you have to look back on things, and you have to save money, and you have to do this, and you have to do other things. But you're absolutely right. On that note, I can't believe it, but we're ending our show. And guys, it's been so much love having you with us. And I'm not going to lie, I've had a great time tonight. It's been really, really fun.
I appreciate you having me.
I've had a great time tonight, more fun than ever, and we've run over, like, so much. So I hope no one can stand this. On this note, though, I need you to do one thing.
What's that?
Do you know what it is?
No,
okay,
what is that?
Okay, the one thing you have to do is tell us where we can find you.
Oh, yes. If you want to find me, you can go to www.neverdaunted.net. You can follow me on Twitter, @NeverDauntedNet, because I make it as easy as humanly possible. And if you are so inclined, you can go. And if you're so inclined, you can go to Facebook.com/NeverDauntedRadioNetwork. There's a bunch of stuff that you can see, listen, and enjoy, and we'd love to have you.
And as you always know, you can always find us on Dot Hawk Radio, and also you can find me on the DownloadLive.com. We're still relaunching everything, so if it's not there, when you get there, give us a day. On that note, thank you so much for listening to us. Oh, my God, we had the most wonderful night tonight, and I've had so much fun. On that note, we're leaving you with one thought. Just to let you know, every relationship is costly. And that's my note to you. So, on that note, au revoir.
You told me I can kiss.